Welcome back to another episode of Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson. Well, welcome back from the weekend, folks. I certainly hope that you enjoyed yourself, and I really do hope you got some self-care time in. You know, that self-care time where we set aside to be intentional about refueling ourselves for the next week. Yesterday, I was out on the deck and I was intentional about just sitting out there listening to the birds chirp. I even heard an owl hooing and my husband was like, "Hey, that's strange because you normally hear them at night, but there was an owl out there." And it's such a peaceful space. At one point, I was just tempted to just lie down on the rug and look up at the sky because it was just such a gorgeous sky day. You know, the skies are blue and just clear. The sun was beautiful. And my backyard is my sanctuary. There's this red robin. Whatever kind of bird it is, there's this red bird that always shows up when I sit out there. So I'm always looking forward to seeing the red bird because then I know that, you know, all is well and all will be well. That is my sign when I can see my patio buddy show up. At any rate, today I want to talk to you about the subject of puzzles. This kind of tickles me because I've just never really been a person that enjoyed putting together puzzles, but I know some folks who love putting together puzzles. And I remember when my daughters were little girls, I would buy them these little simple puzzle pieces, well, puzzle games from like maybe the Dollar Tree or something like that, where there were only like maybe 4 to 5 puzzle pieces. That is what I'm into. You know, oh my goodness, I just don't seem like, I'm just not interested in just spending all of that time trying to put together a 1,000 piece puzzle. But I know some folks, they are into it. But if you've ever tried to put together a puzzle with hundreds of pieces, then you know how time consuming that can be. And you know, you've got to have a little bit of some skill to put together a puzzle of that size. And I was looking, you know, there are all kind of self-help sites and guides and instructions and tips on how to put together a puzzle. And you know, if you've never put together a large puzzle, then it would be wise to probably go and look at some of those tips on how to put together a puzzle. Now, when we look at these 1,000-piece puzzles, I mean, we see all these different shapes and colors, and it's almost impossible to know how they fit together, right? You might be able to separate all of the straight edges and put them together to build the frame, which is how most folks start. They start with the outside edges. I do know that much. But let's say you have no idea what the puzzle is supposed to look like. That would be very, very difficult, right? Life is sometimes like that. Would you agree? Life can be a puzzle. So the title of today's podcast is When Life is a Puzzle. There are a lot of folks who are frustrated because their life puzzle is causing them to be angry, causing them to be irritable, cranky, whatever. You want to call it. They're just not happy with the way that their puzzle of life is coming together. Now, if we don't have, and it mainly is because they don't have an image to go by to put the puzzle of their life together. But what if we did have an image for our life of what it's supposed to look like, or even a partial picture? You know, then we could begin to maybe sort through the pieces and kind of understand how they fit together, right? Life can be confusing. Life can be disappointing sometimes. Life can raise our blood pressure sometimes. And putting together the puzzle of life, if you haven't already experienced it, and if you have, you probably can bear witness with this next statement. Putting together the puzzle of our lives can be some of the most difficult puzzle work we will ever do. Would you agree with that? Yeah, it is. And it's because we're trying to figure out what the puzzle of our life is supposed to look like. Now, some people are frustrated since they don't really know what the puzzle of their life is supposed to look like. They are putting the pieces together based on some other image. And this may be you. Perhaps you are putting together your puzzle of life based upon comparing your life with the people around you. And then you grow dissatisfied because maybe they have some pieces that you don't have. Some people are frustrated with their puzzle of life because they're trying to force pieces together. And when you do that, you're going to find that you're not living authentically because you're trying to be something that you're not. And then when you do that, eventually the pieces won't hold together. Then some people, they're just flat out are not enjoying the time spent putting together their puzzle of life. You may be trying to get to some destination or goal because in your mind you believe that you will only be happy when all the pieces fall into place. So I have a question for you at this point. After listening to all that I've just said, I want to ask you, how do you know what the image for your puzzle of life is meant to become? How do you know what the image of your puzzle of life is meant to become? Do you truly, truly within your heart know what your puzzle of life is meant to become? Not what someone has told you it should become. Not what someone, you've watched other people puzzle become. I want to know, what does your image look like? Because a lot of people are frustrated and can't seem to complete their puzzle of life because it is not the puzzle that you're supposed to be putting together. And a lot of us have the wrong image of what our puzzle of life should look like. And then we're frustrated because it's not working out. So I want to submit to you for your consideration Jeremiah 29:11. And you're probably already familiar with that scripture. I want to challenge you to read it. Look it up in the Amplified, then look it up in the Message translation. And that is God's message to you. If your puzzle of life is not coming out the way that you think it should come out, excuse me, or you're just perplexed and bewildered at the fact of just working on it and working on it, it looks like nothing is coming forth. It could be that your image is not in alignment with the image that God has for your life. Do you know that there is a prophetic puzzling that is already in motion for your life? And until we get in alignment with that prophetic puzzling, we're pretty much at a standstill, spinning our wheels, going nowhere real fast in a spirit of frustration. The prophetic puzzling is basically, this is an accurate description or prediction of what will happen in the future. It is an accurate description of the scripting for our lives that God has designed and ordained for us. And in that prophetic puzzling, this is a place where we learn to become sensitive to the puzzle pieces. This is the only way that you're going to be able to put together this puzzle. You've got to become sensitive to the puzzle pieces. You've got to become sensitive to the signs when they come to lead you and guide you, the unctions that come forth in your belly and in your mind. Because a lot of times we ignore the signs that come to us to lead us and guide us. And as the saying goes, ignoring the signs is a good way to end up in the wrong destination. And basically that's what happens to a lot of folks. They are at a standstill. They've ignored the signs and they're ending up in the wrong destination is because they have the wrong image for their puzzle of life. With prophetic puzzling, this is where we get our futuristic connections and partnerships. In other words, prophetic puzzling connects us with the connections that are designed to take us in a certain place in the future. And a lot of us, if we're not careful, we'll be connecting with people that are not part of the prophetic puzzling. And they have nothing to offer us to get us to the Jeremiah 29 and 11 image that has been set forth for our lives. Who are you hanging around with? Who are your connections? Who are you partnering with? Also, with the prophetic puzzling, there is an anointing to be able to wait and an anointing to be able to watch. A lot of times we want to go too fast. And we know that in order to build up the prophetic puzzling, to complete that image, it requires waiting. It requires a certain amount of patience. Even in the natural, when you're putting together a 1,000-piece puzzle, that is not something that you're going to do super fast. It is a slow process and you have to have patience because you're trying to figure out the pieces, where they fit, because you want to manifest that beautiful image that you see on the box. And in this prophetic puzzling, you want to be able to manifest the beautiful image, masterpiece that has been already prescribed for your life as described in Jeremiah 29 and 11. Now, patience and waiting is necessary in order to bring forth and manifest this beautiful image. Slow success builds character and fast success builds ego. And a lot of people want to go fast. But you know what? Slow is the way. Slow is that way that show us things about ourselves that we did not know. Slow is the way that helps us to develop so that we can sustain and properly manage and be good stewards of that beautiful Jeremiah 29 and 11 life that is designed for us. Because if we go super fast, we'll be in a spirit of ego and we're going to destroy and lose all the benefits that come with Jeremiah 29 and 11. And so get comfortable with waiting. It should be an honor to wait. And then not only wait, but watch. Look around. Be sensitive to the leading and the guiding of the prophetic puzzling so that you will be in alignment, so that you won't be somewhere you shouldn't be, so you won't be out here trying to build something that you shouldn't be building. You want to be watching for the next connection. You want to be watching for the next instruction. You want to be watching for the move that you should not make, especially the things that you're considering in your heart. You know, so many people are frustrated because they're trying to create an image or a puzzle that's just not what that's not in their life design. It's just not for you. And so many people are trying to create, and that's some of the cause of the frustration, trying to create something that's just not ordained for your life. And if you would get in alignment, you'd be so much happier with the plan that God has for you. But again, have a little patience. Have a little focus. Have some sensitivity. Stop ignoring the signs. You know, you may say, well, what are the signs? Well, it could be something you see on TV that's pertaining to something you're dealing with. and you're seeing the answer, if you are sensitive to it, it could be in you reading a book or seeing a quote or overhearing somebody having a conversation. Or it could be someone that's speaking to you directly. They're saying one thing, but you hear, you can sense the spirit speaking to you about your situation, even though that person is talking to you, they're talking to you about something completely different. But in the midst of them speaking, you're hearing the instruction for your situation. Okay, let's get into the prophetic puzzling for our life. Not what we want, not what we think we should be doing. We've got to get in unison with the prophetic puzzling for our lives. This could be one of the greatest puzzles that you would put together. You know, life is like a puzzle. In start, it is just some random pieces. And it takes a little while to make sense. But when we do it, it looks like a piece of art. All right, that's my time. Thank you for listening to the Teachable Life Moments podcast with Keeler Bryson. I trust that something that I said today was a blessing and help to you. I ask that you like, share, comment, tell others about the podcast. And if you have a subject that you would like for us to address, then by all means, reach out to us, send us a topic in, and we will definitely address that topic for you. All right, have a great week.